Blog Talk Radio.
My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise the Lord. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to the Most High God. What a marvelous, phenomenal God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. God, we bless you and honor you and thank you for a blessed new day that you added into our lives, a day that we've never seen before. It might have been named the same, but we have never seen it before. We give you glory for another opportunity to come in your presence, coming into your presence with thanksgiving and an attitude of gratitude, glorifying you. You are so worthy to be praised. How excellent is thy name, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God reigns. We pray that he reign in our lives and giving glory and honor unto you, believing you by faith that, glory to God, that you are in control. No matter what the circumstances dictate to us or the situation, you are still in charge. No matter what's going on in the cosmos, what's going on in our lives, what's going on, glory to God, nowhere, anywhere around us, you're still in charge. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. My God reigns. Hallelujah! What a mighty God we serve. And truly, can't nobody do us like Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word. Thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke. Thank you for glory to God, for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind to want to serve you and to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes and opening our ears, dropping the scales off that we may be able to see the spiritual, natural, and the physical, that we may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. There is none like thee, O Lord. We bless you, glory, for bringing us together, the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, God, where we can be able to pray and intercede and glory to God on the behalf of those that are in darkness and need to know the light of Jesus Christ. For those, glory to God, that are going through in their minds, in their bodies, that need a healing, need a deliverance, praying, glory to God, to inspire and encourage others, glory to God, to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, to learn to wait on and praying for those that are prison-bound and spiritual-bound in the name of Jesus, praying for those, glory to God, that need to find peace and forgiveness in the Lord Jesus, even with one another, inspiring and encouraging others, glory to God, and strengthening them, glory to God, to maximize whatever, glory to God, God has given you in your gifts and talents, to surrender our lives totally over to him. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to know how to walk in the power of forgiveness, to forgive one another, forgive ourselves, and to walk in the power of forgiveness. Glory, for Jesus came on the scene to redeem us back to the Father. Thank you for the power of forgiveness, the power of agape, that love in the name of you. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for transformation. Thank you, glory to God, how you're teaching us how to contribute to the kingdom of God about being a light, being the salt, being, glory to God, a vessel that you can use for your honor. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us no more how to humble ourselves and let you do the exalting. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying, tearing down strongholds of pride and high-mindedness and chaos and confusion. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, glory to God, that we will pick up our cross and follow thee, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying for our youth. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying for strength. We're praying for encouragement. We pray against the bullying. We pray against the satanic forces that are using all kind of evil works and devices and thoughts and things to grow out to come against their minds in the name of Jesus to keep them from aspiring and achieving, glory to God, those things that God has for them. God, we pray, glory to God, they'll find themselves yielding to your word and yielding, glory to God, that they won't be rebellious and stubborn and, oh, glory to God, are coming against their parents or those people that are in authority. God, open up their understanding. God, we pray against every voice that will come, glory to God, to cause them to deviate off the path. We come against the spirit that bring hopelessness and suicidal spirits and murdering demons. Loose their minds and loose them, glory to God, from whatever satanic force of hypnotism that he has, glory to God, and causing them to sway, glory to God, in whatever voice that comes to mind. Oh, we pray against it and bind it up and loose it from his assignment in the name of Jesus. We are praying for those youth that are saved, that they will not get caught up in the cares of this life and not be frustrated and agitated and aggravated, that, glory, they find themselves falling back into things and the situation being worse. God, we are praying, glory, for them. We're praying for their parents. We're praying for wisdom. We're praying for discernment. We're praying for those, especially in the body of Christ, that they'll be the light. Oh, sometimes get frustrated and aggravated, but God, let them turn their situations over to the Lord. You said, be angry, but sin not. Oh, we pray for those people that are standing in the spot as a parent, but really don't know how to be a parent. Praying for their help, praying for deliverance, praying against those that was destroying their children instead of encouraging their children. We pray for the youth. Pray for our teachers, glory to God, that are supposed to be inspiring and encouraging and building our youth, tearing them down instead of building them up, or showing partiality, or either trying to lead them over into a seductive spirit. The blood of Jesus, we pray, glory to God, conviction and awakening. Don't let them rest until they get things right and do right. And if they're not capable of it, God, we are praying they be replaced. Or either if they're doing things they shouldn't be, then glory to God, let them have to suffer the consequences. Even if there has to be justice involved. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. There's so many things going on in the cosmos right about now. We need you like never before. Pray for the body of Christ, for the awakening there. God, we won't change, but we're not making a change as a whole. Glory, sporadically, some over here saving, filled with the spirit of obedience, some over here half doing it, other ones, glory to God, just coasting along. Some even backsliders and don't even realize they done backslide, just talking the talk, but not walking the walk. God, we have prayed for the body, for unity. We pray for forgiveness. We pray for the words. We pray for them. Turn back, glory to God, to you and yield. And the ones that didn't have the fear of God, that they get the fear of God and turn themselves over to your will and your way. God, I pray, glory to God, whatever hurt, pain, disappointment, whatever going on in their lives that drive them over into prestige, power struggles, or glory to God, of vindictiveness. God, I pray, glory to God, a healing, a deliverance. I pray for repentance. I pray for forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, glory to God, that you will have your way in the midst of all that is going on, because the devil is a lie. You are not the author of confusion. You all about, glory to God, for us living holy and living right. So, God, we pray. We pray, glory to God, for those even in our government and our presidency and House of Representatives, those, glory to God, that are mayors and whatever position they may be holding in leadership, glory out in our country. We pray, God, that you will touch hearts and you'll cause people, glory, to turn to you and seek counsel of the Lord. We know they have to have professional counsel, but they're seeking the counsel of God in these decision-making. Even in this pressing time, with glory to God, what's going on overseas and the things, glory to God, that's brewing for a war and what's going over here in our country, God, we have prayed for wisdom, that we will, glory to God, be led, glory to God, by you and glory to God, whatever strategy that's needed in the midst of this crisis and the situation that's, glory to God, brewing for a war. God, we're asking you, Lord, like never before, hallelujah, to bring about an awakening in the name of Jesus. We're praying for strategy. We're praying for wisdom. We're praying against every satanic and demonic force of the evil one that's setting the stage, glory to God, for to bring about destruction and take the lives of our soldiers, our children, our, glory to God, the fathers, the mothers, or whoever else, glory to God, that may be a part, glory to God, of the military in whatever capacity, that, glory to God, they will not have to suffer loss of lives in the name of Jesus, or, glory to God, lives, glory to God, being abused and criticized and ostracized, and other ones, glory to God, their bodies, glory to God, being mangled, and, glory to God, coming back with, glory to God, all kinds of problems, glory to God, from the war, in the name of Jesus, God. So we are praying that you intervene in the name of Jesus. We pray also not only for that, but God, even for the war that even going on in the streets with all the killing and murdering, everything else that's happening, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, for an awakening. In the name of Jesus, pray for the powerful forgiveness. We come against, glory to God, even the spirit that has, glory to God, prejudiceness and division and chaos going even in our own homeland. In the name of Jesus. God, we know love, glory to God, conquers all. You said, glory to God, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence taken by force. God, you have given us power and authority to bind and to loose and to take authority over some things. But God, we got to make sure that we are walking upright. Ah, glory to God, the blind can't lead the blind. We got to put our forces together for the good of the land and for doing what God called us to do and to be the light and to be the witness that you've called us to be. God, we got to hear your voice and the strategy, how to go in and how to come out. Because you said we got to work while the day night come, no man can work. And we got to use the tools and the weapons that you have given us, not as the world. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for strengthening us and giving us courage in Christ Jesus. Help us to hold on to our joy and peace, because those are weapons too as well. Let us be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved, to be able to soar like the eagle above circumstances. So we won't be so caught up walking by sight instead of by faith. In the name of Jesus, to look to you, the author and the finish of our faith, to look over to God till the hills will come to our help. God, you are our refuge. You are very present help in the time of trouble. God, we thank you, glory to God, that you are a strong tower, a high tower. All glory to God, you're all that we need, and we need to seek your face. You're our protector and our shield and our buckler. Oh, God, help us to trust you like we never trusted you before, but learn to wait on you and be of good courage. Let you strengthen our hearts. I know you said in your word in Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not. It's a spirit of fear in the land. All glory for the unbelievers as well as the believers. But you did not call us with a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I'm thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God, we thank you, glory to God. There is none like thee. Glory to God. We just trust you and rest. We're going and be obedient to you. We're going to see great and mighty things come to pass. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to be faithful to you like never before. Help us to know the power and authority that you've given us, glory to God, not to be faint-hearted in the name of Jesus, but to be true to your word and trust you. Trust you, glory to God. Hallelujah, that you shall bring whatever you said to pass in the name of Jesus. So, God, I ask you, Lord God, to help us. Help us to be faithful to you. Help us, glory to God, to stand fast and to move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, glory to God, that teaches, that leads and guides. Hallelujah. Thank you that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, as we trust you, glory to God, to take us through whatever circumstances, whatever situation that goes on, glory to God, that you, glory to God, will bring us through and bring us out. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, glory to God, for these prayer warriors. God, you put them, glory to God, in place for work for the kingdom of God. And we believe in you. No matter what it looks like, you are going to bring your word to pass. We pray that you'll touch their bodies, touch their minds. Oh, I thank you for the hunger and the thirst on the inside of them to do your will. Glory to God. I pray, glory, at your word, their mouth. Let them be, glory to God, in a place that all, glory, that we have a word and an answer for anyone to ask about the hope that lies on the inside of us, which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Our Savior, our Deliverer, our glory to God, Healer, our glory to God, Messiah, whatever, glory to God, that goes on, glory to God, you are aware of it in the name of Jesus. So, God, you told me even pray for those that despitefully use us. God, we thank you, Lord God, and we just learn to lean on the promises of the Lord. And, glory to God, know that no matter what goes on, hallelujah, that you see all and you know all. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bless you, and I honor you, and I praise you, and I thank you Glory to God, hallelujah. So we bless, glory to God, these your people, hallelujah, for each Monday night and each second and fourth and any other services that go on. They're on their post. They're in position. And when they open their mouth, they glorify you. They open their mouth to pray. They open their mouth to encourage. Open their mouth, glory to God, hallelujah, to tear down, to bind, and to loose, all to exalt your name. So, God, we bless you. You know what the need is. God, every one of us may have some shortcomings, but whatever it is, help us to keep a repentant heart. Stay humble before you. Our glory to God, stay with courage and encouragement in the name of Jesus. And even the times that you told us to be still and know that I'm God, help us, glory to God, to be in a position that no matter what, God, if you said it, it's already settled. I believe your report. So, God, we bless you tonight. We thank you, Lord God. Help us to have the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude. Lord, let us not let the things that the enemy try to snare us with or the things he put before us or whoever's doing what. God, help us to know this is a new year and a new time that we got to make up our mind. We're not going to go through the same process that we went through last year, go out yielding back to the flesh, defaulting back to the old way. But, God, we're going to allow you, to Yahweh, to have his way. Hey, Shema, in the name of Jesus, and not just lip service, our glory, and not just say it because it sounds good, but I operate, glory to God, in the power and authority that you've given us. Know who we are, whose we are, and stand on it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to get that spirit of praise. Oh, that we will bless the Lord at all times, and let his praise, continually be in our mouth. Help us to know like never before, glory to God, this is the time to let Yahweh have his way and not, glory to God, hallelujah, deviate, glory to God, off the path because of this situation happened or that occurred or betrayal happened or disappointment happened or sickness or disease or glory to God, famine in the land or whatever, whoever's saying or doing whatever in the cosmos. But God, your word, we believe your report. Let it be, glory to God, truth from the heart. God, help us to walk in truth with the whole armor of God on, the whole glory armor. Oh, that belt of truth, glory. I make sure that helmet. Oh, let us walk in the path of righteousness and holiness. God, help us to not be a lip service people. As you said, praise me with your lips and your heart before. Help us, glory to God. Oh, glory to God, as this new chapter, this new book, whatever you get ready to do in us, let us not let the things and the cares of this life and people, oh, glory to God, are familiar spirits of this, that, and the other, said this, that, and the other. Don't let our own self be so familiar with, get caught up in our familiarity with you. Help us to be always open so we have that hunger and thirst and grow to the next level. Glory, go into the next dimension with you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray, like never before, it's time for an awakening in the body of Christ, for the fear of the Lord to be represented in our lives, that we will not do and say anything in your presence. And in your presence is in the dark, in the night, in the day, every moment, every second belong to you. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for you breathing on us and glory to God and having mercy and grace, we would not even be able to. Oh, God, so I thank you, glory to God, for life. I pray, glory to God, in this kingdom that we are part of. We're in the world, but not of the world, but in this kingdom, help us to walk in our authority, walk in the love, walk in the forgiveness, walk in the release, walk in the trust in the Lord, walk in the faith, walk in glory to God, surrendered into you, oh, glory to God, and standing fast, holding fast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, no matter what, whatever position we are holding, God, and help us not to be coveted of others. And you said, glory to God, our gift will make room for us. Lord, help us like never before. There's so much going on with the murder and the killing and the glory to God and the confusion and the chaos and the stealing and the robbing and all this and glory to God. We know it's in the world, but oh, what is this going on in the body? Oh, Rema, Shonorabedesitia. And murder can be with this tongue and destroy people's lives with this tongue, that fire. Oh, glory to God. And in the world, they can do it with their tongue and they do it with weapons, glory to God, to destroy lives. God, help us now. It's time now. We got to be in place and position to do what God called us and let him go and direct our path and help us, glory to God, even when things get overwhelming, build our relationship up so much so that it won't just overtake over. God, even in the spirit of grief or disappointment when loved ones gone on, friends gone on, but also the disappointment and grief that goes on when things have been stolen from us, when the enemy comes in and rob the homes or rob where they got the finances, rob the jobs, rob relationships or whatever, tap ministries. Oh, God, help us to be able to stand to know this too shall pass. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, that rod and that staff that comfort me. Oh, well, God, you will lead us in the path of righteousness, that green pasture. God, you are blessed because you are our shepherd. Oh, you are our Lord. God, help us to make you Lord and not the Christ of the crisis. Help us not to be a people that will perpetrate the fraud. So, God, we pray right now. Search our hearts. Anything that's found in it is not pleasing in your sight. Forgive us and cleanse us. And, oh, glory to God, help us to draw nigh to you, and you draw nigh to us. Because you said flesh and blood not going to enter into the kingdom of God, and flesh not going to be entertained in your presence, in the name of Jesus. So help us to know, glory to God, deny ourselves the more, so that where the glory of God will be manifest, we'll see more healing, some more deliverance, more power, glory to God, the faith will be operating in the name of Jesus. We'll be on one accord. We'll see, glory to God, the hand of the enemy bound up, and glory to God, all the stuff that he's bringing through chaos here and there. We won't be coward soldiers. Oh, God, but there are some battle scars that will be there, but the more stronger we get in you, the more stronger we're going to have more power to put the enemy to flight. So we bind him up and take authority over and loose him from his assignment as we pray, glory to God, for this flesh to come under suggestion so it won't overrule, override, and grieve the Holy Spirit. We pray right now that he be loose and bound up and sent back to the dry places. All glory to God, untimely death, sickness, disease, plots, plans, schemes, whatever, been dismantled, eradicated. Holy Spirit, have thine way. God, touch our hearts even the more. Give us wisdom even as we search for you, God. Help us to be strong in you and stand on your word with the armor and the weapons and the wisdom how to use the weapons. Help us to seek your face, not on a part-time basis. Oh, God, because we have little strength and little power. But the more, glory to God, we be in your presence and being obedient and seeking your face and being in your word, the more stronger we'll get. And then we put that together corporately. Ah, God, we not only be strong in the Lord individually with the arm on, but when we put glory out all our force together, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. We thank you again, and we bless you tonight, and we honor you and ask you to cover us with your blood. Dispatch your angels in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we're going to have Brother Black. Glory to God, Pastor Bird. Glory to God, Mother Alexander. Glory to God, praise the Lord. And as I take it from there. Let's do those three, and then I'll get the other names in place. Praise the Lord. So at this time, Brother Black, then we'll take Pastor Bird and Mother Alexander, and then Mother Willette. Willette, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Father God, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, for the life, health, and strength that you have given us, God. I thank you, Lord, that nothing can be done unless you allow it to be done, God. Lord, everybody has to come by you. Everything has to be permitted by you. Nothing could be made that was made unless it was approved by you. God, we thank you because you're faithful, you're holy, you're just, you're true, you're righteous, God. Lord, you're the judge of all things, God. And Lord, you're the righteous judge, God. You're the fair judge, God. And we just thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have a right to be on your side. And we ask you to come into our life. And now with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, your blood is covering us. Your Holy Spirit lives in the inside of us. And no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us judgment we shall condemn, for this is our heritage and our righteousness is of you, says the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. And we thank you. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. The weapons may form, but they will not prosper. They will not accomplish what any and every evil entity send it out to do. But the word of God shall not come back void. It shall go forth wherever God send it, wherever we speak it, and it shall prosper. It shall do exactly what we call it to do, what we speak it to do, according to the word of God. And we thank you that it shall come to pass, and not one word should ever fall to the ground. And we thank you, God, because it's your power. This is your righteousness, God. This is your word, God. And you're not a God that you should lie, neither a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent, God. We don't fear. We fear you, which is our holy reverence, God, knowing that we don't worry about or fear man that could kill the body, but we fear the Lord that can kill the body and cast the soul into hell, God. We thank you that you're a God of a second chance. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to build up the old, the middle age, our youth, our babies, God, that your angels watch over them, God, wherever they are, God, wherever we are, God. Lord, if we fall, Lord, we have an advocate in heaven, Jesus Christ, the righteous, always making intercession, always interceding on our behalf. If we sin, we ask, we confess our faults, we confess our sins. And you said in your word, 1 John 1:9, that you're faithful and just to forgive. Give us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You said in Romans 10:13 that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Past, present, future, any and every situation. And we thank you, God. We have this inheritance, God. We don't have to fret. We don't have to be afraid. Because you're our light and our salvation. You're our strong tower. We can walk in faith and victory. The joy of the Lord is in the inside of us. Oh, God, we're right standing with you, God. And we got to believe this, Lord. And we got to walk it and think it and speak your word, God. And live it out, act it out, God. And watch it come to pass, God. Just keep doing it no matter what until it becomes a way of life, God, and we glorify you because of that. Yes, it's schooling all over again, but that's all right. It's doable, and we love you for that, God. There's no other God that'll give us a second chance. There's no other God, Lord, that'll turn our life from the guttermost to the uttermost, God. There's no other God, Lord, that could just change our situations in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Prophetess Hubbard, God. Thank you for all our apostles on the prayer line. That's not on the prayer line. And the ones, our prophets, God, that's on and not on the prayer line. Our evangelists, our pastors and our teachers, even the ones that are listening, God, we just thank you, Lord, because we have something to praise you about, God. We're so glad about just being in you. Oh, God, we don't cross every T and dot every I, God, but you still love us. You still take care of us anyway. Oh, God, sometimes we could be with the wrong crowd. Sometimes we could be in the wrong places, God. But, Lord, by your grace, Lord, you keep us, you sustain us, you bring us out and put us back. You clean us up. like newborn babies, put the cleaning us up and putting us on fresh diapers, Lord. Oh, God, with some baby powder, God, and just showing us the way by your Holy Spirit. You're just leading us and guiding us. And we thank you, God. Had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? God, Lord, we're so grateful, God. So grateful, God. Thank you for our children, our grandbabies, God. Hallelujah, God. How you're watching over them. Lord, how you're keeping them strong. Oh, God, how we can intercede on their behalf, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We just bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you tonight. We come boldly now to your throne of grace. We ask that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. And as you forgive us, God, help us to forgive those, God, who have trespassed against us. God, we just thank and praise you tonight for who you are. We thank you, Father God, for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. We thank you, God, for the plans that you have for each of our lives, God, always to prosper us and not harm us. We thank you, Father God, that you're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the great I Am, mighty counselor, Prince of Peace, he that was and is and shall forever be. Help us, God, to always keep our eyes upon you, the author and the finish of our faith. Help us, Father God, not to look to the left or to the right, God. But help us, Father God, that we will see as you see, God. And we will begin to call those things that be not as if they were, according to your word, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to seek you in this season, God, like never before. God, we know that there are a lot of things that's going on, but we know that we serve a God, hallelujah, that sits high and look low. We know, God, that we are seated with you, even in heavenly places, God, hallelujah. And if we allow the Spirit of God to live in us and dwell in us and take it abode in us, God, that we can see what you see, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, God, I just thank you tonight. I thank you for every individual tonight on this line, God. Help them to know that you are for us and never against you, God, against us. Help us to know, Father God, hallelujah, that you know all things. You knew even before they happened, and that you've already prepared us, God, for such a time as this. We are thanking you, Father God, that you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are the one that protects, you are the one that provides, you are our righteousness, you are our seal. You are everything to us and more. So, Father, we can depend on you in these last days like never before. Help us, God, not to be like the world who have no hope, but help us to know that our hope is in you, Father God. Help us to know that in the time of trouble, Father God, you are there for us. Help us to know, God, that in those times of sickness, in those times of lack, whatever is going on, God, that you are in our midst. So help our focus to be with you tonight, dear God, in the name of Jesus, where you placed us high above our troubles now, in the name of Jesus. And God, as always, I just got a heart for the church, but God, you said a house that is divided against itself can't stand.
And God, in these days, your church is divided. The church don't know whether to go to the left or to the right. We are divided on race. We are divided in politics. We are divided on denomination. We are divided, Father God, on economics. And God, with that division, the church would never be able to accomplish what you want to do. We are all your people, Father God. I mean, it's either we're either for you or we're either for Satan. There's no gray area, Father God. So help us as Christians, the body of Christ. I'm not talking about the world, because God, the word was written for your church and for your body. Help us to come together on one accord. Help us to love one another, Father God, regardless of color or any other thing, Father, so that we can accomplish in these last days what you want, so that we can establish and pray a thing and see that thing come to pass. Help us to remember, God, that together we'll stand, but departed we gon' fall. So, God, I pray with everything else that's going on, make us one. Make your church one, Father God, so that we can see healings, God, so that we can see the promises of God coming to pass. We got to be on one accord, because you said those things going to happen before you return. But God, let us know as your body, as the church, as we can come together and decree a thing, as we can stand together as one. Even the gates of hell will not be able, God, to come against us in the name of Jesus. God, we know that there are things in the world, Father God, and the world is doing what the world do. Hallelujah. They are not together. But God, it sometimes seems that they are accomplishing more than we are. But God, help us to come together and know who we are in you. Pray without ceasing. And most of all, walk in love. Because God, you said it was important. You said for us to love one another. So help us to love each other. Help us, Father God, to get over skin. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing but skin. Help us to get over that now, God. In the name of Jesus. And move into this next phase, God, that's coming up in the name of Jesus. God, I pray even for the United States of America, God, that we would come together and we would be that one nation that we talk about, Father God. We're not going to agree on everything. Even people that we live with, we don't always agree with everything. But God, when that time comes, we will come together in love, oneness, and unity. So I'm calling that foundation today. I pray, Father God, that you be with President Biden right now in Jesus' name. God, he's not doing everything right, but God, nobody is perfect. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that he would seek your face like never before. You're the only one that got all the answers, dear God. You're the only one that knows whether we go to the left or to the right or if we keep straight, because our steps are ordered by you. I pray that he will be a man of prayer. I pray that he will be a man that seek your face, God, in every situation. I am praying for him and the vice president, Father God, that they will be united in the decisions that they make. And I'm praying for you to bring this nation together, Father God, regardless of Democrats and Republicans or liberals or whatever it is, God, so that we can make sound decisions, so that we can live a peaceful life. I pray, Father God, as nation begin to rise up against nation, I pray that as there be wars and rumors of wars, God, that you ready us for this next leg, God, that we got to take. Because we're on a race, God. Hallelujah. We're on a race. And it matters how we play this game. So I pray in the name of Jesus that the children of God will be on one accord. I am praying, Father God, that we're going to finish and we're going to finish strong. I pray, Father God, that in the midst of trials and tribulations and everything that's going on, that we never lose our focus of Jesus Christ. Help us to know that we win. The battle is not won all the time by the strongest or even the one that can run the fastest, but it is won by the ones who know, Father God, hallelujah, that you are on our side and that you are for us and not against us. I thank you that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue, God, that rises up against us shall be condemned. God, I thank you that you are our hope. I don't care what the world say or what the system is doing or not doing. God, we're going to have peace. And we're going to have peace right here in the United States of America. God, we know that in the end, two nations are standing. But God, we don't know who the two are. But I'm believing you for the USA that we're going to be standing, God, because we're going to come together on one accord so that we can get the work of the kingdom done. Help us to stop seeing this race as an individual race, God. Hallelujah, and help us to know that if one win, we all win. So, Father God, I'm praying for this nation. I'm praying for your church. I'm praying, Father God, for individual families, Father, because we know that in this hour, God, there are a lot of things going on, and we can get caught up in them, and we can get discouraged. But help us to continue, Father God, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. Help us, God, to know that we can stand on your promises, that's yes and amen to every question that we got, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we're believing you for a better day. I don't care what's going on. I'm believing you that we're going to walk in wholeness. We're going to be healed. I'm believing you for the miracles, God, that's about to come to pass. But we got to be together. I'm believing that men and women going to get up out of wheelchairs and walk. I'm believing you, Father God, that blind eyes are going to be open. I'm believing you that the deaf and dumb is going to hear and speak in the name of Jesus so that the world will see and know that we are together. And come to you, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, God, we want you to have your way because you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are Elohim. God, you are the creator of all things. Everything was made by you and for you, Father God. So we praise your holy and righteous name. And, God, we are looking for a change. We're believing for a change. We won't come down off of the wall, Father God, until we see a change in the name of Jesus so that we can come together and establish your reign, Father God, forever and ever and ever. For there is none like you, and nobody can do us like you, Father God. We quote this very often, dear God, and I'm wondering, do we know it? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress. God, you are that safe place for us. We can run into you and be saved. We can put our trust in you. Surely he shall deliver us from the snares of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. Nobody can deliver us but you, Father God. You are that safe place, Father. You are our covering, God. And we thank you. We thank you for that shield and buckler now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in face of everything that's going on. We will not be terrified. We will not turn around. We will not give up, Father God. We're thanking you, God, that we're going to be this light in these last days like never before. And whenever light show up, darkness got to flee. So help us to be that light. Help us to be that salt, God. Help us to be the people that will give that flavor in these last days and let people know that we are not without hope. So, Father, I praise and honor you, and I give you glory, standing on your word, Father God, not moved by what we see or what we hear, but moved by every word, Father God, that proceedeth out of your mouth. If you said a thing, it shall come to pass. If you said a thing, we can stand on it, God. If you said a thing, Father God, it shall come to pass. So help us, Father God, regardless of what's going on now, that you be that hope of glory for us in these last days like never before. I do pray for each individual on this line tonight, whether they pray or don't pray. Help them, Father God, to always keep that focus. Help them, God, to be sure of one thing, Father God, and that's the word of God will not come back void. It will accomplish whatever it's sent out to do. Whatever they pray and send that word to you, Father God, believing in their heart, walking by faith and not by sight, calling those things that be not as if they were, they will come to pass according to your will and your purpose. Because, God, some things is not coming together because it's not your will. And help us to know the difference. And, God, we're thanking you now because our battle is not against each other. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world. And, God, we have to stand together to pull down and crush and destroy the works of Satan. And we can only do it, God, when we come together on one accord. If we establish it, decree and declare it, God, and speak it in the atmosphere, it will come to pass. So, God, I bless each one tonight. I pray that every need be met according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. We know that you are a healer. You already sent your word to heal us. So I come against every disease that's named here in the earth in Jesus' name. And we will walk in healness and wholeness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So, Father, I praise you. I honor you and I give you glory. And I thank you for listening, dear God. I thank you for listening and being attentive to our prayers. So, God, we bring every concern, and we cast every care upon you because you care for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endureth forever. And we thank you most of all for your son Jesus, who died for us. He redeemed us. He saved us. He brought us back in right standing with you, Father, because he took our sins upon himself so that we can have relationship with you. So we praise you now, we honor you, and we give you glory. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your holy name. We give you glory today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. There is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only living God. There is no other God that can do what you can do. You are that created everything. You created the heaven. You created the earth. And you created us all, Father God. We know you hear us when we cry out to you, Lord. We know you want the best for us. Help us, Lord, to stand strong on your promises and be bold soldiers, Lord God. That when we stand knowing that you are the Lord of Lords. You are the only creator, the only healer, the only deliverer. There is none can deliver like you can, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being so merciful to us, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, Lord God. Because, Father, you said in your word, above all, Lord God, above all, according to the promises, Lord. You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And you want us to be in good health, Father God. So we bind up these disease and sickness that come against your people. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you're a healer. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. You said, by your stripe we are healed. Help us to stand faithful and know that we are healed. If you said it, receive it, believe it by faith, step out on it in the mighty name of Jesus. We're binding up the works of the enemy that come against the people, Lord God. We're binding it up right now in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus because it has no dominion in the people of God. Help us to call out to you more, Lord, and to stand faithful on that narrow road, Lord God. Because your promise is said, Lord God, that you will take away sickness from the midst of us. If we stay on those words and the promises, stay on the word of God, believe in his word, and stand boldly no matter how things look, believe what you ask him for. That's what you wanted to see, and that's what you want to see. But you can't receive the things if your mind is still shaky. You got to know that you know that I serve the living God, and I know he hear me when I cry, and I know he's a God that answer prayer. We don't give the enemy no place in our life. Thank God for who he is in our life. Thank God that he gave us authority and dominion here on earth, that we can bind the works of the enemy. Oh, he has no authority over a child of God. Help us, Lord, to stand faithful, Lord God, and to know who we are, to speak what you tell us to speak, and hold on to the faith that he gave us, Lord, because we know that you gave us powerful weapons to stand against this foul spirit that come against the people, Lord God, because we know you hear us when we cry out to you, Lord God. And one thing we know, Father God, that nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. One thing we know, Father God, that you are the God that heal, Heavenly Father. You are a faithful God. Because according to your promises, Lord, you said it in Deuteronomy 7:9, Lord God, you said, God is faithful. No matter what the situation looks like, don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what you see. It's what you're asking him for. Let that foul spirit get out of the place because you're a child of God and you know God's word said it, then it shall come forth. We got to stop this fear of running. The prophet just talked about, oh, the church is falling. That is a weakness, and the church should not be that weakness. But they are falling by running from one. Sister can't even come to talk to sister. They're running out of the place. Thank you, Jesus, for you gave us authority and dominion here, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for having mercy on us all, Lord God, because your word said, Lord God, if we pray, it doesn't matter what's come on this earth, but if the people of God will stick together and pray, these things got to lose its grip on the child of God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the authority and the dominion that you give to us, Heavenly Father. You give us weapon that we can stand boldly and proclaim. The name of Jesus is power enough to move these mountains. Help us to know, Lord God, if you said it, don't let nobody take it from you. What God give you, he is yours to keep, regardless who come against you. Because one thing I know is that our Heavenly Father never leave us alone. He's always there. And one thing we got to remember, when we's in his hand, who can take us out of his hand? Nobody can take us out of the hand of the Lord. If we stand faithful, I don't care how many disease come in this world. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we got to know that when we call on the Lord, we call on the Lord. Don't care what coming against us. Stand faithful. Lord, you see this. This is not of you, Heavenly Father. And we will stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you tell us in your word, Father God, you will take away sickness from the midst of us. And Lord, we believe, Heavenly Father. That's why we stand immovable, Lord. Because your word said it, we believe it, Lord God. promise to continue to stand regardless what we see. Stand on your promises. Continue to strengthen your prophet, Lord God, that she continue to say it without fear, Lord God. Because your promises is sure to come. You said, we are children of the mighty God. We are more than conquerors. Now, who in the world can conquer a conqueror? Because we know who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to stand faithful. We got to know that when we open our mouth without fear. You can't say one thing and then trembling in the inside. You got to stand, baby, immovable, because the devil shall not have authority. Not over a child of God. Oh, Lord, we binding up these foul spirits that attack the body of Christ. And we ask you, Father God, touch the body, Lord God. Wake them up in the name of Jesus. Scared to even talk to a sister. You go to church and you're running out of the church. You don't want to get close to one another. I say, my God, have mercy, Father God. Have mercy on you people. They need a waking up in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord God, as we come as one interceding for the people, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening each and every one of us on this prayer line. For Lord God, we are standing in the gap for one another, those we know and those we don't know. We pray for all those all out there that is going through a hard time right now, that the enemy is thrusting them from one way to the other. Oh, God, open their eyes to see, Lord, that they can do better in the name of Jesus. And if they cannot cross the road, God, send someone part their mind to help them out that way. Because, Lord God, I know that your promise is said, Heavenly Father. If we pray, Lord, if we pray, I believe, Heavenly Father, we believe that no matter what goes on, if we pray, cry out to you, I believe, Lord God, things will turn around. But, Father God, you see what's going on. You see the body, guys. You see the church. Instead of standing up and fight, they're running. Lord, thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for strong prophet, Lord God, that will stand. Thank you, Lord God, because you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for our sons and daughters, Lord God, that they will stand, Lord God, that they will know that you are the only deliverer, Lord. You are the only provider. There ain't nothing in this world is more stronger than the living Christ. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God, and know that your word cannot be void. If you said it, believe it. Father God, I pray for fatherless sons. I pray for widows. I pray for grands and great-grands all over the world, Lord God. Grandmother that is crying out to you for the grandsons, oh God. Oh, Father God, have mercy, Lord. Pray not for a sister right now, Lord God, that she's going through some situation. But, Lord, I'm asking you to open her understanding, Lord, and let her know. Prayer is the key. Open our understanding, Father God. Lord, continue to bless B, Lord God, that she'll know that you hear our cry, Lord. Because no matter what it looks like, you is a healer, Lord. There is no healer but you, Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that she stand strong knowing that you are the healer and you alone is the healer. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life. I pray for all my sisters and brothers, Lord. Those who know, those who don't know, I pray that they continue to stand, Lord God, and remember that they are children of the living God, Lord, and that you're a God that hear prayer, and nothing is too hard for you to do. Lord, we pray for the youth out there, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Bind up the works of the enemy that come against them, Lord God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. There is no authority over these youth, Lord God. And Father God, your word said, if we pray. So Lord, I know, Lord God, we know that no matter what comes, prayer is the key. Prayer Prayer is the key to pull down these mountains. Prayer is the key to keep us from this foul sickness and disease that come against the body. Prayer is the key. Help us to stand, Father God. Regardless what goes on, we must know who we belong to and who we serve. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the prayer line, the head of this prayer line, and that you continue to strengthen our, continue to keep our, Lord God, continue to bless our going out and coming in. I thank you for each and every one of us on this prayer line, that we continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours, because we are warriors of the living God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. I ask you to continue to bless us going out and coming in. Grant favor, Lord God. Grant us favor in every area. Because, Lord, you know everything. There's nothing hidden from you. So each and every one of us, Lord, grant us favor in the department that you know we need favor in. And, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to you, Lord God. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, thank you so much for being the true and living God. Thank you for being our Father God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Father, I thank you that you love us, that you are for us, that you're with us. I thank you for my sisters and brother prayers that have already gone forth, and I do touch and agree according to Matthew 18 and 18 and 19. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing our cry this evening. And I just stopped by to say, Father God, I appreciate you. I love you, Lord God. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The answer that you sent, Lord God, to redeem mankind even before we got here on earth. So thank you that you demonstrate how much you love us, how much you care, and how much you're concerned about our very existence in Jesus' name. I praise you this evening, and I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, hallelujah, glory be to God, because you are Yahweh, Yeshua, Jehovah God. You are the almighty God, hallelujah, all-knowing, all-seeing. Glory be to God, all-powerful, and nothing that's going on earth today has taken you by surprise. So I appreciate you. I say hallelujah to the glory of God, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you that you sit at the right hand of the Father, and you're concerned. You gaze at us, and you're concerned about every situation that every person on earth faces. Thank you that you sit at the right hand of the Father and to even make intercession. You've done everything, hallelujah, that was needed, hallelujah, but you're yet concerned and you yet are our intercessor, and I appreciate you for that. Glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Lord God, your word teach to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, not my righteousness, not our righteousness, but your righteousness, glory be to God. And that's what we desire to do. So we pray, Father God, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you are exalted, that you're magnified, hallelujah, that you get the glory that only you deserve, glory be to God. We appreciate what you're doing in the earth today. We thank you for so many supernatural miracles that you are providing for us each and every day. If you let us wake up tomorrow, God, that's a day of new mercies, new miracles to be performed by thee. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you've taught us in your word and you've spoken our hearing that you will perfect that which concerns us, and I appreciate you for that. So that takes some pressure off of me. I just need to pray believing that I receive. I thank you, Lord God, that your word teach me if I abide in you and your word abide in me, I can ask what I will and it shall be done. Now, when I ask what I will, it should be in accordance with 1 John, the 5th chapter, that says I must act in accordance with your will for my life. And somebody say, well, Sister Willie, what is your will? What is God's will for my life, the Word of God. Hallelujah. And once we get the Word of God down on the inside, let's take it at face value that the Word of God will fight for us when we can't see. Some things you don't see coming. Some things the enemy is trying to plot, scheme, and set traps, and we plead the blood of Jesus against that enemy. We thank you, dear God in heaven, for the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, hallelujah, and we dispatch it, Lord God, hallelujah, to set free, save, heal, and deliver. We pray that the sword of the Spirit go forth with your anointing, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus, to, Lord God, render ineffective every yoke of bondage. Yes, I said render ineffective every yoke of bondage, Lord God, whether it's a yoke of bondage of sin, whether it's a yoke of bondage of addictions or strongholds, whatever it is that the enemy is trying to do to come against your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, we pray that that powerful double-edged sword, the sword of the Spirit, go forth and annihilate every yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. That's why we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, to give us liberty and freedom from this sickness, this virus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for shortening the stay of the illness. So if somebody do contract the illness, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we pray for only a brief stay of the symptoms and it not harm them. And you, Lord God, pronounce, Lord God, life. Because Jesus said, I came that you might have life. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. I believe it and I agree with your word. So, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, O Lord God, that the sword of the Spirit go forth, Lord God, and do what needs to be done to, Lord God, render ineffective and powerless every trap, every scheme, every plot, Lord God, that the enemy has set. And, God, we come against those things that's trying to fight against us, and we thank you, hallelujah, for giving us a message that get the Word of God on the inside and let the Word of God work, hallelujah. If his word said no weapon formed against you shall prosper, if you got that down on the inside, let that word fight against what the enemy is trying to aim at you. And God, keep us covered. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, with the whole armor of God, the shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart of the enemy in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you give us authority today. Hallelujah. To say something about the situation. And I believe the acceptable year of the Lord, I believe the acceptable year of the Lord is that day when the born-again believers are talking like you, Father. They are speaking and declaring and decreeing things, hallelujah, when the enemy brings in and they need to recognize through the power of the Holy Spirit when the enemy is on the scene so that they can bind up in the name of Jesus, cancel every plot, scheme, and trap that was set. We do pray that the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, and that's why we pray, Lord God, we pray, hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, you expose the truth to man and that you let them see you're not happy with how people treat one another, the hate in the heart, the injustice, Lord God, all of this wickedness and murder and, Lord God, hatred in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that people will see in America and all other nations that it's time to come out of darkness. It's time to come out of selfish behavior. Like I said, we need to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus, you're coming back. You told us in John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would tell you, glory be to God. And if I go and, hallelujah, go away, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I'm coming back and receive you unto myself. So, Lord Jesus, Jesus is coming back. So it's time to get it right. It's time, hallelujah, to seek ye first the kingdom. It's time to ask for your Holy Spirit guidance on today in the name of Jesus. It's time for our leaders, Lord God, to seek you and seek wise counsel like never before. It's time for those, Lord God, leaders, hallelujah, especially in the family of God, the body of Christ, to rise up and begin to seek counsel, wise counsel, to our leaders to let them know it's time to turn. Turn ye. Ezekiel 33 and verse 11 says, Lord God, you would that none should perish. You don't want people to die and be separated from you, and certainly not to go to a place where the fire will not be quenched nor the worms will not die. Why in the world would someone want to choose that place? God, it's time for us to seek ye first the kingdom. Have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for our sins. You said, if my people who are called by my name will, hallelujah, Lord God, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. So we got some work to do. Jesus, have mercy and forgive us as a nation, as a people, Lord God, especially in the body of Christ. Forgive us, Lord God. We hadn't always gotten it right because sometimes we hate somebody because we didn't like the texture of their hair. We didn't like the size of their frame. Whatever it might be, it was foolishness, and the devil presented it to us, and we went with it, and the devil shall never, no longer, Lord God, influence us with wickedness and evil because the Holy Ghost on the inside let us know not so in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He will put that fire out in the name of Jesus. As soon as he bring it to our attention, we need to choose the route of your word, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you so much once again in the name of Jesus. I pray that we come to the well and drink from that living water. We pray for the fullness of God to live on the inside of us. We pray, oh, Father God, that the Holy Ghost give us good guidance, oh, Lord God. Help us to pray. Now, Father, we pray special supernatural miracles of healing. Special healings for eye conditions, kidney disorders, cancers, infections, Lord God, viruses, yes, even the coronavirus, in the name of Jesus, blood clots, kidney stones, incontinence, circulation disorders, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that's trying to fight against us, Lord God, whether it's some type of sickness, whether it's some type of mental disorder, we pray, oh God, the blood of Jesus against every bit of it, and it's under the blood. And we thank you for divine deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. We, yes, sir, do cancel every plot, scheme, and trap that was set by the enemy, that one who's trying to get in the way of your divine purpose. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that that sword of the Spirit will continue to fight. And if your word lives on the inside of us, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 45, 1 Peter 2, 24, Psalms 107, verse 20, and Exodus 23, 25, praise God, glory be to God, hallelujah. If the word, hallelujah, lives on the inside, let your word do your work, glory be to God. And the last time I checked, you are your word, glory be to God, and you're going to do what you say. Lord, I love you. Much. I bless you so much. I praise you. I lift up our families and our friends, our neighbors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for, Lord God, those in the healthcare and medical fields, those that work in hospitals, psychiatric facilities, nursing homes, in that name that's above every name, those who are caretakers, Lord God, those who have been affected by this COVID, I pray for a quick healing. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those that are yet lost and who have not made up their mind to surrender to you. We pray that people will, Lord God, come to the, Lord God, come to you while it is day in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray special prayer for our leader of the prayer line, Minister BJ, Lord God, her entire family. God, I pray that you continue to use her, Lord God, continue to strengthen her, continue to meet all of her needs according to your riches and glory. God, you know what your people stand in need of. I thank you that you've already given us that which pertains to life and godliness. I really appreciate that, Heavenly Father. So what you said in your word, all we need to do is be like what you told the Israelites, go over and possess what I've given you. So if you've already given us healing, let us receive it, agree with you, hallelujah, and let the word bring about deliverance in Jesus' name. Have mercy this evening. Remember our families and loved ones and people that are not yet saved. Help them, Lord God. Help people everywhere. Guide us in the power of your Holy Spirit. Go with us now, Heavenly Father. Now we ask you to render null, powerless, Lord God, every wicked, every dark thing. We pray that you cancel, hallelujah, every scheme in the name of Jesus. that the enemy is trying to do to keep people distracted or divided or deceived. God, we pray that that demon of deception is destroyed in Jesus' name. Yes, I said destroyed in Jesus' name. Lord, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for my brothers and sisters that their needs and their family needs are met on tonight. And remember those who have lost loved ones, Lord God. And I pray a special, Lord God, anointing that you comfort and heal their hearts in Christ Jesus' name. Bless them in such a special way. Thank you that you love us. And we thank you for that hope. I heard Pastor Bird mention about that hope. Thank you, Father God, and remind your people that we have a hope that not many people have. If they don't have Christ, they don't have the hope that we have. We know to be absent from the body is to be present with you. You did tell the one thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. Thank you, Father, for that blessed hope that we have because you are for us. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for continuing to intercede for us. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. And by faith, we count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God for all the prayers that went forth. Praise the Lord. We're going to take this time to take out these, to pray for these prayer requests and any that have online. I'm just going to put some out there that we'll divide that up and pray in a little while. We want a prayer request. Glory God for Sister Teresa, Pastor, Mother McCormick's daughter. She had an episode yesterday. The enemy came up against her body, but we thank God for the power of prayer and her mother in the car praying and everything, and Pastor Bird and myself and the family and Catherine. So we just bless the Lord that she was able to get to her dialysis this morning, but we pray against any attack to come up against her and pray her strength and her encouragement in the Lord. We pray for Mother McCormick continue to strengthen and encourage the family, Sister Rachel, too, and that part of their family, too, as well as niece. We just pray, God, that you continue to bless her because she's really standing on the Word of God and still encouraging people. The Lord has really blessed her, strong foundation in her life. But pray for her. Pray, glory to God, for our president continuously, especially in the midst of all that's going on right now with the threats and things that are happening, that we'll be able to keep those prayers going forth in our vice president and this U.S. of America. Praise the Lord. And pray for young people. Too many of them right now are being attacked. You know, we know this, the things that are going on in the world, but some of them are being attacked in their bodies with health issues at such a young age, whether it's between their 40s, 30s, 20s, 10s, and young people and so forth, and all the stuff that we're seeing, and cancer and all that stuff that's happening, things going on with their bones, things going on with their blood, things going on with having heart attacks early, and stroke and diabetes and whatever. Pray for our young people in that area too as well. And we pray, glory to God, for my, and really your testimony. Thank God for the prayers that went forth. We only called his name at one night when he had to have surgery. Brother Anthony out of Florida, really my brother, not just a brother as a blood brother. Praise the Lord. He had surgery on his rotator cuff and doing great. And my dad really, really needed, he's in Michigan, going through so much in, with his shoulder and can't rest and sleep that well because they were supposed to have that surgery done. We're repairing, well, not prayer. He just really needed a risk, what they call it when you have to have their replacement in the shoulder. But in the meantime, that because of the COVID can then push back here and there, so he's in a lot of pain. So we'll pray he continue to be encouraged. The first time I really heard him a little bit discouraged, he was one of those people stay upbeat. But we know this probably pain is getting to him. But pray for him. His name is Bobby. It's Bobby Kempton in Detroit, Michigan. So those are the ones I want to make sure that we cover tonight. Is there any other prayer requests? We want to go ahead and take those requests now. Oh, first, before we do any further, let me find out whether the prophet has anything God put on her heart. Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bird, have you left the line yet?
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Okay. You have a prayer request or anything while you're on then?
All is well. Thank you.
Well, praise God. Anyone else besides those prayer requests I put out there that we'll keep those just continuously in prayer? Anyone else have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, y'all. Keep me up in prayer. I got hit by a truck today. A truck hit my car. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
but
no.
I thank God. But God, I'm still here.
Oh my goodness! Did you have to go to hospital?
No, ma'am. I'm gonna go to my doctor's office. They said the hospital was packed. And,
okay.
So I told my daughter I try to wait till tomorrow and see my doctor.
Did you get hurt in any way besides being jerked around?
Jerked around in my back, my shoulder, the back side of my shoulder hit whenever he hit me. It hit up against that bone.
Oh, my Lord, thank God for keeping you, bless you, no broken bones, but definitely get up and definitely go see a doctor. But we're going to pray for Dr. Jesus to touch you tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Anyone want to volunteer to pray for our sister? That God put that function in your heart real quick. Father, I do bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know who the person that had an accident, you said?
That's Rachel, Mother McCoy.
Rachel, she had an accident?
Yes.
But Father God, we bring her before you, Lord God, because you are a healer, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to let us stand faithful and trust in you that you're going to take care of all that. Father, you said in your word, ask and believe when you ask, you receive. We bind up anything negative that come against her right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to give our favor in this situation here, Lord God. We know that you said in your word, Lord God, we must pray. Believe that what you ask him for, it will come. You said, I think you say you can, the hospital is two-packed. Well, God is a doctor, baby. The Lord Jesus Christ is the healer. Get into your word, baby, and get into one of them with taking away sickness and pray. I guarantee you, God will answer you. And I thank God that tomorrow you'll be feeling much better than how you feel now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
You were the first one I was going to ask to pray when I didn't hear anybody. I was getting ready to pray. We will keep you lifted up before the Lord, my sister, and if you need to call me later, you can. But we're going to stand on the word, and that's the word that just came forth in prayer through the mother. Amen. Anyone else need to have a prayer request? I need to ask Brother Black, too. How is his mother doing? Praise God. Anyone else? Okay.
Yes. I would like to request prayer for a neighbor. I would like to request prayer for a neighbor who had surgery on yesterday.
Okay. Ask for prayer for a neighbor. Okay. Anyone else want to take that real quick?
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the neighbor that had surgery yesterday. God, we thank you for divine healing, God. We thank you, Lord, for expedient recovery, God. We thank you, Lord, that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about the one that had surgery, God. And, Lord, your Holy Spirit is working it out. How the person is speaking your word and healing virtue, Lord, is just filling her to overflow, God, and how signs and wonders and miracles are happening in the person's life. Constructive miracle, God, how you worked it out in advance, God, how the person already believed your word, God. And God, you have already done it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
My brother, how's your mother?
She's healed now. They said she has lung disease. They put her on a oxygen tank, and I'm like, oh boy! But we just speak the word over it. We just speaking the word over it.
Hallelujah.
And yeah. And about. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say about me as well. It seemed like about a whole month. I've just been getting attacked in ways that, I never even knew. But I'm not mad about situations. I'm not about, I got the joy of the Lord, and I learned through some attacks and. And I already know that God already got me.
Amen.
I'm just so blessed. I'm blessed. I don't care.
Praise God. Well, thought I heard Pastor Bird. Thought she was going to take that request, but if not, then I'll go ahead and pray. Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Brother Black's mother, God. We thank you, Lord God. We know what's about. You getting ready to pray, Mother? Pastor?
Yeah, I was praying for Brother Black. You didn't hear me?
I just heard just now, but go ahead.
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we do praise you. We honor you, and we give you glory.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father, that all bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and God,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, I lift up Brother Black to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ha, da, 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 saya. Brother Black. Because of where God is taking you in this season, that is why the attacks are coming. But God wants you to be strong and courageous.
Amen.
He already know how you feel and how you're taking this. But God said to be careful. Because there are some things that the enemy would have you to ignore. Because sometimes the enemy will have us to make light of certain things that's going on. But it's actually attack that he's attacking your emotions and trying to keep you from reacting. So you have to know those things that's a spiritual attack and those things that just trying to keep you at low key because some things you need to address because that's how the enemy comes in. He comes in just like a snake. And because the position that you hold in the body of Christ, the enemy will try to make you take those things lightly, and you really need to address it. So, Father, I lift up this prophet to you right now in the name of Jesus. He is wonderfully and fearfully made by you, and he was called by you before the foundation of the world. I pray, Father God, that you keep him sharp. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that he always walking in the Spirit. And give him such discernment, God, that he can discern those things of the devil and just discern those things that are attacked from the devil to keep his focus from you, dear God, in Jesus' name. Bless him. Bless his mom, dear God. Continue to watch over her. And, God, we know that you are a healer. You come to heal us and set us free. So, Father God, we're calling that body healed and whole now in Jesus' name. God, if you need to give a new lungs or whatever you need to do, God, we know that you're able to do it. And, Father, in the meanwhile, keep her son on the wall. Keep him alert and bless him. And we come against everything that come against him. They may have to come in one way, but they got to flee in seven. So, Father, we thank and we praise you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
What a blessing. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Minister BJ.
Yes,
ma'am. Minister BJ, can we pray against unhealthy ties? My brother, I think it's so late and I left him again, and I wish he would just be able to loose that tie. Sometimes people are trying to hold on to stuff that they need to let go because it ain't helping them. He doesn't have his relationship with the Lord. And his name is Reed Jr. So I'm praying and asking God to please loose him from this unhealthy tie. When we're in relationships that is not beneficial to us, it's not what God has put together in the first place. And I just pray that God will loose all these unhealthy ties, all these unhealthy yokes that people have gotten themselves attached to. It's nice for men to want to keep their families together, but if you got somebody that's escaping every chance they get, and they shouldn't be in a position where they need to escape, but so if they say they don't want you and you're trying to go back, and because I dreamed about him and he was like hiding in the bed of a truck and he looked just really sick. He just gets sick when that woman leaves him, and I'm just praying that God will loose him from that in Christ Jesus. So touch and agree with me that God see these relationships, first of all, with the ones that he didn't put together, but also if people are not willing to work together and support one another, and if they want to leave, just let them go, and God loose them from that unhealthy relationship in Christ Jesus' name, and let him work on his relationship with the Father in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we do pray as the request has gone forth for ungodly ties, unhealthy ties, and the situation that will cause people to be bound, and this young man bound to the point that he comes subject to the enemy to be sick and depressed, oppressed, suppressed. We know that's not your will in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, glory to God, for your destroying power. Glory to God, if there's anywhere they need counsel or some help, or if that's already been done and it's not working, God, I pray you intervene in the name of Jesus, because you are not the author of confusion. We know that you ordain marriages and relationships, but as the woman of God just say, some things we put ourselves in and you didn't do it. God, we pray, glory to God, that it will not be no destruction to the point, glory to God, that he gets overwhelmed and cause any other sickness or anything to come against his body, or glory to God, or anything happening in the midst of it. God, you touch in this situation, and as you request others, glory to God, that their lives are being, glory to God, tied up in these situations where they're not moving or going forward, or things are not healthy, even for the whole family. God, we are praying right now that you intervene. Bring some awareness. Bring, we are praying, counseling. We're break. Sometimes people just need counseling for their own selves, just even break this for the yoke to be destroyed. God, I pray right now that you will intervene. Have mercy in the midst, whatever the core of this thing, the root of it, God, that it will bring it to the surface so it can be able to get a handle on there's a better way in life. They don't have to live that way in hopelessness. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we serve notice on you and your little cohort of bringing depression, oppression, suppression, these ungodly ties and soul ties that will have people locked up in bondage, that those yokes be destroyed, and that they can live a life free, and they don't have to have that person as an idol in their life, that Jesus can come in and make him Lord of their lives, not just the Christ of the crisis. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Our God, we pray for deliverance. Amen and amen. And bind up, glory to God, any reoccurrences in Jesus' name and transferring spirits.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Praise God.
Okay, then. Well, we asked glory to God for someone to take these requests that I had earlier. Anyone can volunteer for Mother McCormick and Sister Teresa and Sister Rachel, all that can be together in whatever was covered for Teresa's health and for her to be strengthened and bind up anything that would come up against her body with a sickness or the kidney. We're praying, Lord, our Mother McCormick and the family be continued to strengthen and courage, glory to God. Thank God for what God is doing in her. And Sister Rachel, we pray, glory to God, for, as I said, for the President, President Biden, and Vice President, and for the USA, and in the midst of all this that's going on, someone can take that one. And the other one is pray for the young people attack on their bodies, for their sickness and even attacks on their whatever kind of infirmity coming against their bodies, because a lot of that is being finding out that's coming up against them too as well. Pray and for my dad, Bobby, also globally concerning his surgery, because right now the COVID, so much in the hospitals are being full, but praying as we're praying this thing be lifted, but also that he'll get the care that he needs too, so he can be out of that agony. And as you pray for him, pray for Mother Freeman's body too as well, as I'll be talking to her and her body is just going through, but she still gets lit up talking about the goodness of the Lord, but she's in a lot of pain too as well. And her daughter with the shingles, 2 months that Elder Evans been going through with shingles, 2 months with the pain, the soreness and everything and the sores. So each one of you can take those requests, or do you need me to assign it?
Yeah, you better assign it.
Yes.
Okay, then. All right, then. All right.
Hold
on.
Father God, I just lift
okay,
up
you got
Mother
one.
Freeman
ahead,
right
ahead.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, watch over her, God. Lord, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Lord, give her that unspeakable joy, restore the joy within her. I speak healing, all healing virtue all over her body, even her daughter with the shingles, God. Even 2 months, God. Lord, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. It's the curse, God. She's not under the curse of the law, God, but she's in Jesus, Father God, and she's Abraham's seed. She's the seed of Abraham, and she's the heir according to the promise through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. Father God, I just speak a healing over her life, Lord, even with shingles, God. I bind up shingles, cast it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. Now I loose the healing virtue. I loose, Lord, not a trace, Lord. I speak not a trace of shingles in her body, God. What the enemy meant for evil, God, we speak it. Count it not, and we speak it, Lord, that it's all for your glory and her good, Lord. And we just thank you, God. And we just lift up the children all over the face of the earth, Lord, the things that are happening in their body, that every entity of the enemy, every transferring spirit, every lingering spirit, God, everything, Lord, that inhales the body of a child, of the youth, in the name of Jesus, through drugs, through television, through words, and all types of seances. We curse it in the name of Jesus. The places that they're going, God, Lord, witchcraft and voodoo, we bind it up. We cast it back from whence it came, and now we loose the healing virtue of God. We loose the guiding of the Holy Ghost. And pray that holy, that your angels encamp round about them. Bring them out in the situations that they're in. God, touch them from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. We frame them even in the midst of this situation. Your blood is stronger than the best that the enemy can offer. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord, yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we thank and praise God. And Father, we lift up Sister McCormick right now and her entire family. We pray, Lord God, that you continue.
continue to comfort them and strengthen them, Lord God, in this hour. We lift up her daughters, Lord God, praying for Teresa's health in Christ Jesus' name. And, Lord God, you know about her condition, her kidney condition. And we're praying, Lord God, for that supernatural miracle-working healing power to be released in her kidney and her kidney be restored to normal. But if she must need go through the surgery, Lord God, we know that you will give her victory even in the surgery. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's nothing too hard for you, nothing too difficult. I pray, oh, Lord God, that she will not be discouraged. I pray, Lord God, that you will bless her and meet all of her need according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the sword of the Spirit that goes forward, hallelujah, to heal, set free, save, and deliver in the name of Jesus. We pray for her sister, Lord God, and pray that her needs of her sister is met also, Lord God, and that you bless them in the name of Jesus. We lift up Sister Rachel, Lord God. You heard her prayer request earlier, and we thank you, Lord God, for divine deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We know, Lord God, nothing is too hard. We pray that no, Lord God, lasting, Lord God, effects of that accident in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for not letting this excess pain, Lord God, be racked in her body because of the accident in Jesus' name. We just pray, Lord God, for this entire family. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are for us. We pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop all of the works of darkness, all of the works of evil, all of the works of witchcraft, whatever it is that's trying to come against your divine purpose, plan, and will for our life. We pray that it is rendered null and void. Thank you that you said whatever we ask, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, you will give it to us. You said in John 16:23-24, whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. And I pray that the sword of the Spirit, your anointed word, abide on the inside. If it's abiding on the inside, it's right against all these unseen attacks at the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up our president and vice president. We lift up the leaders of our nation, those in positions of authority. We pray that they will live quiet and peaceful lives, and we pray that they will seek after wise counsel. As we said earlier, we pray that our leaders in the family of God will begin to speak, Lord God, to the leaders of our nation to let them know it's time, hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we need to be a nation that will seek after God and to obey what he says versus what man wants in Jesus' name. Let your divine will be done. We thank you, Lord God, for hearing the cry of your prayers, of these prayers this evening in the name of Jesus. And by faith, we count them done. We render ineffective any attack, anything to try to get in the way of the manifestation of the answers to these prayers. And we thank you, Father. We love you, Father God. We pray the prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for the prayer. Glory to God. And we pray support for Anthony for his surgery on his rotator cuff. Pray you continue to bless him, have a speedy recovery. Pray for my dad, glory to God, that you will bless, strengthen and encourage him. God, don't let him lose his joy, glory to God, because of the pain and agony, because it will, glory to God, try to steal from him our joy. Pray, God, that you will bless and open the door that he may be able to have surgery with no complication problems. Pray that he have all the health care people, glory to God, in place and position. God, we just pray for a speedy recovery with him, too, as well, when that time it takes place in Jesus' name, even through all of this with the cover. You know how to cover us under the blood. We pray for Evangelist Pam, glory to God, Kincaid. We pray, God, for some directions, God. Give her strength and courage, glory to God, to continue to stand in spite of the disappointment, in spite of the attack of the enemy. God, let her know this too shall pass. I want to rest in the Lord. You said, all ye that are laboring and heavy laden, come to me and I'll give you rest. Glory to God. I pray, God, that you take the yoke, your word, and learn of you and let you have the burden and glory to God, because your burden is light. I pray, glory to God, that she be encouraged I bind up every distraction that will come to her ear, come glory on her path, every spirit of the that will come to bring deception. As Pastor just even said for Brother Black, sometimes even things that little things that we may take lightly, I pray glory to God, strength will be there, that she'll stand and fight the good fight of faith, hearing what the Spirit of the Lord word is saying. Penetrate that heart. I bind up glory to God the spirit of deception that will come, glory to God, that's trying to cause her, glory to God, to lean to the left or the right. But I pray that she be steadfast in the faith, standing on your word, and God, comfort and courage, and God, you will do it if we allow you. So I pray, glory to God, every trick and snare and plot plan that the enemy has for her or any of us when we're going through whatever situation, that glory to God, we are locked down in the word, locked down in faith, and God, we'll draw strength from you in the name of Jesus, and we'll not deny and justify nothing, glory to God, that the enemy comes, glory to God, to bring us, glory to God, in a place to cause us, glory to God, to be discouraged. Help us to hold fast to what your word is saying in spite of what we see or what we hear, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So as we cast those cares and those concerns and all of those prayers that went forth tonight for whatever the situation, and God, if we find ourselves in error in any way in our lives, God, help us to run to the rock that's higher than us, according to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. And not only that, you said, glory, in James, the affection and fervent prayers of the righteous avail much, but even before you said that, we confess our faults one to another, that we may be healed, and the affection and fervent prayers. So sometimes so is that. God, we just bless you for each one of these prayer warriors, each one of the situations. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Sims, that you continue to bless and strengthen her. We thank you, Lord God, for even Mother McCormick, even listening, even at this time, Lord. But I pray, God, that even in the midst of what she has to do right now tonight, thank you that you always bless her to be on our post. Thank you for that word that you put on the inside of her, that sharing with others and encouraging them, even in the midst, glory to God, of her transition, of glory to God, resting in your healing power. God, we just love you. Pray, God, you just continue to bless these men and women of God tonight in the name of Jesus, that we continue to look up. I pray for their leaders as well in their local assemblies. I pray for them to always let God be first, no matter who, that we'll surrender ourselves to the Most High God, and we'll honor our leaders and pray for them and intercede on their behalf, but never make nobody, glory, in our families, our loved ones, our children, our jobs, our education, nothing comes before you. And God, I pray the more and more that we'll draw strength from you in your word and one another as we continue to respect you, respect one another, respect ourselves, and continue to be steadfast in the faith, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Being unmovable in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Betty. Glory to God. And even as you strengthen her and taking us through this next level, we pray continuously for Pastor Burton with this attack that come on her feet and on her hand. Glory to God, that enemy from even the rotator cuff that's been done twice, the enemy is a liar. We are praying, God, that you're going to bless and deliver your servant out of all of those infirmities that try to come up against her body. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her. She continue to walking in faith and walking in the joy of the Lord. Pray for new hope. Pray, glory to God, for the mission and the assignment that you have for us. And wherever Pastor Dorsey, we haven't heard from her in a while, but Pastor Mother Alexander hear from her. But God, we just pray, God, for the woman of God, as you blessing and stretching her. God, help her to know, glory to God, that we care, we love, and we're, glory to God, pray the best for her and her husband. And pray, glory to God, that she will be able, glory to God, to continue to carry out the mission and assignment God has for her life. Keep her healed and whole in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we pray, glory to God, that also that she has not forgotten us as we have forgotten her. In the name of Jesus, we just love you today. Pray for Vaughn, too, God, that you touch that body, heal her, and encourage her in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we put all these cares on as well as my mother, Elise, as the things she's getting ready to go into her 91st and 97th, Mother Freeman going into her 96th birthday, Mother next door going into her 91st. God, we just pray for those elders. We pray for our sisters and brothers and different ones that we don't have even called names of them, maybe in the local assemblies and maybe just around the corner, maybe in the nursing homes, wherever they are, touch, heal, and deliver. Put people in that pathway to continue to encourage them. And we still can draw from wisdom from them. God, help us not to forget, glory to God. And as we're growing into our area of glory to God, going into more of that, whatever, and even with Mother Mother Alexander, thanking God for the wisdom that even comes. Well, because she's more of the elder in all of us around. But God, you would think she's younger than all of us. But we thank God for that anointing in her that drive that drive to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord, to encourage, glory to God, the health that you've given her, the strength, glory, and the determination to hold on to your word. We thank God, glory to God, for all of our sisters and brothers in the Lord, in the name of Jesus, as they are being obedient and submitted. Those that are not, we pray for their hearts to change, and the fear of God and the reverence of God will be back there. But help us to never think more highly about ourselves than we ought to. Keep us every day, every night, praying for our youth and the ones that are graduating, those that are going to the next level in school, those that are going to college, those that are preparing for God. Don't let them get caught up in this world system. Glory to God. And even my grandbaby that's getting ready to graduate early on February 10th, don't let the world system get caught up, that they don't get their education. They don't strive for more. God, we pray, glory to God, in all of our families. We thank you so much for what you're already doing and have done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cohorts. We bind you up, take authority over you. Plead the blood of Jesus against you, every scheme, plot, plan, whatever else that you already have set up. Glory to God, we rebuke and command you to be loose from your assignment, even untimely death. We pray strength and courage to continue to stand on this journey, glory to God, and keep running for the Lord, keep standing on his word. Help us, Lord God, to keep looking to you as often to finish of our faith. We call our joy and our peace back in angels being camped and blood covering. God, I just thank you again for divine connection, each one of these vessels that are so faithful. Glory to God. And even for those that may have been in and out once in a while, glory to God, that are warriors. But God, the main thing is that we're standing on on our post and praying, God, for those that pray in the background and even those that come on. But Lord, I thank you, glory to God, for what you're doing this line, around the world, around the globe, even in the local assemblies, and even in our own personal prayer life. I thank you for the strength and the courage and the submission and obedience and getting more hunger for your word. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of your mouth. Help us to keep speaking life to our own selves so we can be able to be strong enough to be able to stand and be obedient to that you call to draw others to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. My brother left the line, but I have to call and find out him and Mother Willette. Are they available for Sunday? If not, then I will just I will call the other next two for this lineup for Sunday. But I will check with you, Mother Willette. You give me an answer by tomorrow or next day, and I'll call Brother Black and see if he's available. As I said earlier, earlier during the month that we'll be doing two and two for a little while.
Okay.
So
that'll
the Lord say the same? Huh?
That will be fine with me, Minister.
Praise God. Well, I'll check with him and find out. If not, we'll plug in somebody else in that. I'll give careful time, glory to God. I had a topic, but right now I'll just wait till I get confirmation if he's going to be available, and then we'll take it from there. Hopefully I can give it to you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right. We bless the Lord. Any more remarks, anything else before we close? Or just pray God's blessings upon you. If not, then we just continue to keep lifting up each other and our country, as well as the things that we already know, that, you know, some prayer requests that's out there, too, that we don't want to be forget. Those that can remember some things that God wants us to keep praying till we get that report back. Some point reports we know we're not going to get back, because sometimes it's just guess, and then sometimes things keep moving on. But if they do, we will pray God will bless those ones to be shared. Praise the Lord. So in the meantime, continue to lift each other up and be encouraged as we lift the families up too. And y'all have a blessed and marvelous, wonderful week. And we'll look forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church on Sunday evening. Amen. Well, is this the right Sunday? Wait a minute. It's not the right. It's 13th. The second Sunday is on the 13th, so it's not just Sunday coming. It'll be the following one, so that each one of them will have plenty of time. And then if the Lord deal with me about the fourth Sunday this month, I will let you know if that other guest is not going to be available. We may just push it back to April for them and just do Divine Connection this month. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord say the same. Y'all have a good night. Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
Oh.
Long. Yes. Long. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high.
No. No, no. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Of the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Glorify your holy name. Bread of heaven, come on. Come on, Israel. Come on, you faithful.